下我们一起读圣经的话。 Now let's read the scripture together. 今天要读的经文出自约拿书第一章一到十六节。 We shall read from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. 耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，警告其中的居民，因为他们的罪恶已经达到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华。他下到约帕，找到一只要往他斯去的船，他给了船价，就上船，要与船上的人同往他斯去。然而耶和华使海起大风，海就狂风大作，船几乎破裂。水手都很惧怕，各人哀求自己的神。为减轻船的重量，他们把船上的货物抛在海中，可是约拿却下到底舱躺卧沉睡。船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，快起来求告你的神，或者神眷念我们，使我们不致灭亡。船上的人彼此说，来吧，让我们抽签，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们抽签，抽出约拿来。众人问他，请告诉我们，这灾为什么临到我们呢？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国的人？是属哪一族的？约拿说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，就是那创造海洋和陆地天上的神。约拿便将自己如何躲避耶和华的事都告诉他们，他们就大大惧怕，说，你为什么要这样做呢？他们又问约拿，我们当向你怎样行才能使海浪平静呢？约拿说，你们将我抬起抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。 然而那些人还是竭力弹桨要把船拢岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发翻腾。他们便求告耶和华说，耶和华，我们恳求你不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随己意行事的神。他们遂将约拿抬起抛在海中，海的狂风就平息了。那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭并且许愿。
今天的经文里面有很多可以讲。
Now there's so much to talk about on this scripture today.
所以我这几天预备的时候，我的困难不是要讲什么。
Now in the last several days of preparation, my struggle is not what to talk.
而是什么东西不应今天暂时不讲。
Now there's what should I put aside and then focus on what I should speak on.
因为今天我们要守圣餐。
Today is the day we...Well, observe the Lord's Supper.
所以时间短一些。
So our time is limited.
根据希伯来文圣经
，According to the Hebrew Scripture,
约拿书第一章只有十六节。
The book of Jonah, chapter 1, contains only 16 verses.
第一章的内容可以分为两段。
Now the contents of chapter 1 could be divided into two parts.
第一段。
Now the first part is
神。差遣约拿
God's commission on Jonah.
第二段
Second part.
神在海上追逐约拿
God's pursuit of Jonah on the sea.
在故事的开端
Now at the beginning of the story here.
神的话临到约拿
The word of the Lord came to Jonah.
对他说
Say unto him.
你起来往尼尼微大城去
He said arise go to Nineveh the great city.
向其中的居民呼喊
And then to cry against it.
这个命令有三个重点字
Now there are three key words in this verse of scripture.
第一个是起来
The first one is arise.
第二个是去
And second one is go.
第三三个是呼喊
and the third word is cry against it.
起来这个字表明约拿必须做两件事
Now the word arise shows that Jonah has to do two things.
第一他必须暂时放下他当时的工作
And first he needs to temporarily to put aside the things that he was doing.
可能约拿正在做一些东西
Maybe Jonah was doing something.
神走到他的身边
and then God come to Jonah
说约拿
He said Jonah
起来
Arise
所以他必须暂时放下他当时的工作
Therefore Jonah has to put aside the work that he was doing with his hand
第二
Second
他必须为前面的工作做好准备
He must be prepared for the work that lay ahead of him
去这个字
The word go
表明约拿必须顺服神的引领
It implies that Jonah must obey the guidance of God
约拿必须跑神将要他跑的路
And Jonah must travel on the journey God wants him to travel
直到他到达神要他到达的地方
Until he arrives in the place where God wants him to arrive
呼喊表明约拿必须大声宣扬神要人听见的信息。
Now the word cry implies that Jonah must proclaim the message that God wants the people to hear.
这信息出现在三章第四节。
Now this message appears in chapter 3 verse 4.
再等四十日。
And this message is this. 40 more days.
尼尼微必倾覆了。
And Nineveh will be destroyed.
神为什么要约拿去尼尼微向其中的居民呼喊
Why God want Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh to cry against it?
一章二节下半段回答这个问题
The second part of verse 1 of chapter 1 answers the question
因为他们的恶达到我面前
The Bible says for their wickedness has come up before me
尼尼微的恶是什么
Now what is the wickedness the city ofNineveh, they do.
达到神面前是什么意思
And what does it mean by come up before the Lord?
尼尼微人的恶是拜偶像
Now the wickedness of Nineveh is worshipping idols.
尼尼微人的恶也是他们对俘虏的残暴
And the wickedness of Nineveh is that the brutal treatment on the captives.
Ninevites
devised to worship the female fish god. The Ninevites they worship male fish god. Now the Ninevites they treat the captive ruthlessly. And they cut off the tongue of the captive.
他们剥去俘虏的皮,
and they strip off their skin.
他们把俘虏活活的吃透,
and they pierce through the body alive.
然后将他们丢在泥洞里面等死,
and then they dump them in the mud and let them die there.
达到神面前说明神是无所不知的.
Now the phrase say, come up before the Lord. It shows that God is the all-knowing God.
神知道一切的罪恶.
God knows every wickedness of man.
他知道尼尼微的罪恶.
He knows the wickedness of the Ninevites.
他知道索多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶.
He knows the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他知道以色列的罪恶.
He knows the sin, the wickedness of Israelites.
他知道全世界的罪恶.
And he knows the sin, the wickedness of the whole wide world.
神能够将人的罪恶摆在人面前.
And God can reveal the wickedness of men and show it before them.
神是圣洁和公义的.
For God is the holy God, he is the righteous God.
神讨厌罪恶.
And God hates sin.
神警告作恶的人.
God warns sinners.
神 And
God will judge evildoers.
本来约拿应该遵照神的吩咐起来.
Jonah supposed to arise according to the commission of God.
往尼尼微去.
And he should go to Nineveh.
可是圣经说,
but the Bible says,
约拿却起来逃往他施去躲避耶和华.
The Bible says that Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
他是在哪里?
Now you ask the question, where is Tarshish?
约拿为什么要躲避神?
Why Jonah flee from the presence of God?
躲避神的人有什么结局?
And what is the consequence of the one who run away from God?
他是在西班牙的南部.
Now Tarshish is the southern part of Spain.
他是离以色列国2000多英里.
And Tarshish is the city about 2,000 miles away from the nation of Israel.
它是与尼尼微的方向相反.
And then Tarshish is a place opposite, totally opposite of the city of Nineveh.
约拿躲避神有两个原因.
Now Jonah, he flee from God with two reasons.
第一,
the first reason,
他认为神要尼尼微人悔改的旨意不可能实现.
He think that God's will for the Ninevites to repent is totally impossible.
尼尼微人的心很刚硬.
For the Ninevites, they harden their hearts.
不可能会悔改.
And it is impossible in his estimation that it's impossible for them to repent.
第二,
second,
约拿恨尼尼人.
And Jonah, he hates the Ninevites.
宁愿尼尼微人被神审判.
So he rather would like to Ninevites be judged by God.
因为尼尼微人常常上来欺负以色列人.
For the Assyrian, the Ninevites, they come to attack Israelites.
所以约拿宁愿他们被神毁灭.
So Jonah rather have them be destroyed by God.
躲避神的结局出现在第四节.
Now the consequence of running away from God appear in verse 4.
经文说,耶和华使海中起大风,海就狂风大作,甚至船几乎破坏.
Verse 4, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
神的手很长.
Now the hand of God is long.
神的手掌管一切.
And God's hand is in control of all things.
没有人能够逃脱神的手.
And no one can escape from the hand of God.
无论叛逆的仆人在什么地方,
wherever is the rebellious servant is,
神都能够抓住他.
And God can take hold of him.
当狂风临到的时候
，So when this storm come upon them，
水手非常惧怕
，The sailors were frightened。
他们意识到这是神的审判
，And they realize that this is a judgment of God。
所以水手个人哀求自己的偶像
，Therefore the sailors they call upon the God that they worship。
他们求偶像来救他们
，And they ask the idols to deliver them。
水手也将船上的货物抛在海里面
，The sailors also。Throw away the cargo which was in the ship，
直到船轻省一些。
In order to lighten the weight of the ship，
约拿却在底舱沉睡。
But the Bible says that Jonah he went to the lower deck and slept soundly there。
约拿沉睡直到船主把他唤醒。
And he slept until the captain came and woke him up，
叫他起来求告他的神。
And he said rise and call upon your God。
船主盼望众人的神一起来救他们脱离死亡。
And the captain he hoped that everyone call upon every God and all the God that got joint effort to deliver them from perishment。
约拿没有按照船主的邀请求告神。
But Jonah did not call on God as the captain wants him to。
他躲避神。
For he fled away from God。
他没有悔改。
He did not repent。
所以就算约拿当时有祷告。
Though Jonah may pray then，
他的祷告也没有能力。
Then his prayer was powerless，
也会受拦阻。
And then his prayer will be hindered。
所以圣经说
，Therefore the Bible says，
海浪不单没有停止。
He said that the sea did not come down，
反而越发翻腾。
But it became increasingly stormy。
在绝望中
，Now in despair，
水手用摇签的方法巡查灾祸是谁引起的。
The sailors they cast lot try to find out who is the person caused these disasters。
他们摇签
，So they cast lot，
便摇出约拿来。
And then the lot fell on Jonah。
这是出于神的许可。
And we know that this is directed by God。
约拿发觉自己的罪已经追上了他。
Now Jonah he realized that the sin that he committed pursue and catch him。
所以当水手质问他的时候
，So when the sailors question him，
约拿便坦白自己的身份。
Jonah right away reveal his identity。
他是先知。
He said I'm a prophet。
他是希伯来人。
I'm a Hebrew。
他的神是那创造沧海瀚地的神。
And the God that I worship is the God who created the dry land and the great ocean。
约拿也承认灾祸是因为他的缘故。
And Jonah also confessed and admitted that the disaster attacked them because of him。
他躲避耶和华。
Because he fled from God。
水手问约拿。
Sailors question Jonah。
我们当向您怎样行，使海浪平静呢
？What should we do in order to calm the sea？
约拿宁可死
，Jonah rather die，
他却不愿意悔改。
He was unwilling to repent。
他说
，And he said to them，
你们将我抬起
，Lift me up，
抛在海中
，And then throw me into the water，
海就平静。
And then the sea will come for you。
约拿邀请水手
，So Jonah invites the sailors。
约拿邀请海洋来结束他的生命
，And he called upon the ocean to end his life。
约拿却没有归向神。
But Jonah did not call upon God。
约拿也没有求神来拯救他。
He did not ask God to save him, deliver him。
水手用三种尝试向约拿的要求做出回应。
Now to respond to Jonah's request, the sailors make three attempts。
第一
，First attempt。
他们依靠自己的努力。
They depend on their own effort。
他们竭力弹桨。
And the Bible says they row desperately，
要把船拢岸
，in order to return to the land，
却是不能。
But they could not do that。
海浪越发向他们翻腾。
And then the storm become increasingly stormy。
第二
，second effort， second attempt，
他们依靠祷告。
They depend on prayer。
他们求告约拿的神。
They call upon the God of Jonah。
十四节说
，Verse 14， the Bible says。
他们祷告说
，He said then cried to the Lord say，
耶和华，我们恳求你。
He said， Oh Lord， We earnestly pray.
不要因罪人的性命使我们灭亡。
Do not let us die for taking this man's life.
不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们。
Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man.
因为你耶和华是随自己的意志行事。
For you, O Lord, have done as you pleased.
这个祷告有三个重要的因素。
Now there are three important elements in this prayer.
第一是恳切。
The first one, they pray earnestly.
第二是直接。
Second, they pray directly.
第三是尊敬。
Thirdly, they pray with reverence.
第一是恳切。
So the first word is they pray earnestly.
第二是直接。
Second is they pray directly.
第三是尊敬。
And third, they pray with reverence unto God.
随手说，主啊，我们恳求你。
He said, Oh Lord, we pray earnestly.
直接举手，直接来到耶和华面前。
Now in terms of directness, they come to God directly.
他们说，耶和华啊。
And they say, Oh, Jehovah.
举手直接求神不要因约拿的性命使他们灭亡。
And they pray that do not let them perish on account of Jonah's life.
举手直接求神不要使流无辜血的罪。归到他们身上。
And they pray directly that do not put innocent blood on them.
第三，他们尊敬。
And thirdly, they pray with reverence.
举手承认耶和华是随自己的意志行事的神。
And they realize, they confess that God do things as He pleased.
借着这个承认。
And through this confession,
举手尊重神的目的和神的能力。
Now the sailors, they respect the purpose and the power of God.
最后
Lastly,
举手采取最自然的行动。
And they use the most simple efforts.
他们把约拿抬起。
They pick up Jonah.
抛在海中。
And then threw him into the ocean.
突然间
Suddenly,
神应允了他们的祷告。
God answered their prayer.
神使狂浪平息。
And God, He calmed the stormy sea.
神使到全船的人得救。
And God saved people on the ship.
结果，水手做了三件事情。
As a result, the sailors they do three things.
第一，他们大大敬畏耶和华。
First, they fear God greatly.
第二，他们献祭给耶和华。
Second, they offer sacrifice to God.
第三，他们向耶和华许愿。
Thirdly, they make a vow unto God.
从以上的信息。
Now, from the message we preach,
我们看到约拿的问题。
We see the problem of Jonah.
约拿的问题是忽略神的命令。
The problem of Jonah is he despised the commandment of God.
他忽略祷告
and he despised prayer.
他忽略自己的见证
and he despises personal testimonies.
约拿的问题是坚持自己的意志过于神的旨意
and the problem of Jonah is he put his own will above the will of God.
结果他伤害了别人也伤害了自己
as a result he hurts people and he hurt himself.
从以上的信息，我们学到一些功课。
Now we will draw some lessons that we must learn from today's message.
第一
，First lesson，
没有人能够躲避神。
No one can escape from the presence of God.
当我们跑在神旨意以外的时候
，When we run away from God and run outside of His will，
神不会忘记。
God will not forget you.
神必抓住我们。
And God will take hold of you.
神必不让我们继续叛逆下去。
And God will not allow us to continue in rebellion.
这是一个令人安慰的真理。
And this is a comforting truth.
你愿意敬拜一位不在乎你是否顺服的天父吗？
Are you willing to worship a God who does not care about your obedience or not?
第二个功课。
Now, second lesson.
躲避神的结局是危险、羞辱和绝望。
Now, the result of running away from God is dangerous, is shameful, and is disappointing.
第三个功课
The third lesson,
表面上的顺境不能够成为我们违背神旨意的理由
The apparent success should not be our reasons of disobedience
在故事里面
Now in the story we read
约拿刚想要逃往他施
See Jonah was thinking about running to Tarshish.
他便遇见一条船要去他施。
And then he met a ship that was on the mission.
而且他身上的钱刚好足够他买船票。
And then he filled his pocket. He has sufficient money to pay the fare.
啊，我刚想要去这里。
And he said, "Oh, I was about, I was thinking about that." 就
有一条船要去这里。
And there was a ship going on that mission.
船票很贵。
And the fare was so high.
我也刚好有这么多钱。
I just discovered I have sufficient money to pay for that fare.
约拿心里可能会很惊讶。
Maybe Jonah was so surprised.
约拿可能会把问题合理化
，and then he may justify himself。
约拿甚至为自己辩护
，and he defend himself。
这岂不证明神许可我往他施去吗
？Are this not the evidence of God's permission for me to go down to Tarshish？
倘若不是，为什么会这样巧
？If it was not so, why it happened accidentally like this？
可是神刚才已经清楚吩咐约拿往尼尼微去。
Earlier, God already gave a clear commission to Jonah to go down to Nineveh.
任何与这个吩咐有冲突的选择都是不正确。
Therefore, any decision that contradicts the commission is incorrect.
第四个功课。
The fourth lesson.
信徒的罪会影响别人。
The sin of a believer can affect other people.
信徒的罪会为家庭、教会和周围的人带来无法形容的痛苦。
The sin of a believer will bring unbearable pains upon the family members, the believers, and the people around you.
背叛神的人比原子弹更加可怕。
The man who rebels against God is more destructive than nuclear bomb.
下一个功课。
Now the next lesson is
危险通常促进祷告。
The encountering of crisis will enhance men to pray.
有时候我们平常就不祷告。
See, usually we don't pray.
危险的时候，每一个人都祷告。
But when we encounter danger, everyone starts to pray.
你看这些水手平常都不祷告。
See, look at the sailors. Did they pray at all?
危险一来就求啊求啊。
But when they encounter the storm.They start to pray and they pray again.
但为做基督徒
But as a Christian,
无论是危险还是安全
whether you encounter danger or in time of safety,
我们都必须祷告
We must pray, we must pray.
下一个功课
Another lesson.
当没有信主的人求神怜悯的时候
When the unbelievers ask God of His mercy.
神也听他们的祷告。
God answered their prayer as well.
下一个功课。
Next lesson.
违背神旨意的人没有足够的信心可以祷告。
Men who disobey God, he will not have sufficient faith to pray.
他们的心和他们的舌头都是硬的。
Because their hearts, their tongue will become stiff.
下一个功课。
Next lesson.
神有能力管理风、海和天。
God has power to control the wind, the sea, and the lots even.
神的大能应该鼓励我们向他祷告。
Now the power of God should encourage us to pray to Him even more.
倘若神能够做一切的事。
Since God can do all things.
不祷告是非常的愚蠢。
And it is.Foolish not to pray.
最后一个功课。
The last lesson.
被神追逐的时候。
When you are pursued by God.
没有人能够救我们脱离神的手。
No one can rescue you from the hand of God.
以上的信息也带进了一个应用。
Now the message we preach today also produces an application.
水手又摇签寻求答案。
Now the sailors, they cast lots in order to seek the will of God.
这就引起一个问题。
And this raised a question.
今日的基督徒应不应该摇签?
Should the believers today cast lots in order to seek God's will?
答案是消极的。
And the answer is negative.
为什么呢?
Why do we say it's negative?
因为圣灵已经来了。
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
住在我们的心里。
And He makes His dwelling place in our hearts.
那么我们凭什么寻求难题的答案?
So how do we seek answer to the difficult questions?
第一,
First,
根据圣经的原则。
We study the Bible, follow the biblical principle.
第二,
Second,
寻求圣灵的印证。
We ask the Holy Spirit to give us the evidence.
第三,
And the third,
我们凭基督所赐的平安。
And then we seek the peace of Christ that rules in our hearts.
倘若你要做这个事情,
If you want to do something,
心里总没有平安,
If you do not have the peace in your heart,
你要出去之前,
And before you go out,
心里没有平安,
There's no peace in your heart,
你不要去做,
Then you don't go out and do it.
倘若你要做这个事情,
If you want to do something,
你翻开圣经,
You read the Bible,
圣经说你不应该做这个事情,
and the Bible says, don't do this.
无论这个事情的引诱力有多大,
and no matter how enticing this matter looks like,
无论这个事情对你的经济有多大的帮助,
and no matter how great this may add to your financial situation,
你不能去做,
and you should not do it,
因为圣经说不可以,
because the Bible says no.
你寻求圣灵的引导,
and you also need to ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不断地对你说,
the Holy Spirit will continue to whisper to your heart.
你不能做这事,
you should not do that.
你不能去做,
and you should not go out and do this.
所以我要更清楚地明白神的旨意,
so in order to clearly understand the will of God for our life,
基督徒必须熟读圣经,
as a believer we need to study the Bible, we need to read it again and again.
基督徒必须与神保持密切的关系,
and second, believers need to keep the intimate fellowship with God.
基督徒必须留意圣灵的声音,
and then the Holy Spirit, the believers must pay close attention to the whispering voice of the Holy Spirit.
基督徒必须存心顺服神,
and believers must commit themselves to obey God's word.
基督徒必须拒绝做违背良心的事情,
and Christians must refuse and turn down anything that is against your conscience.
最后让我们思考几个问题。
Now let's consider several questions.
第一个问题,
the first question,
你曾否故意躲避神?
Do you intentionally run away from God?
你曾否故意违背神的旨意?
Do you intentionally rebel against God's will?
第二个问题,
second question,
你曾否因为躲避神而被神管教?
Have you had the experience of being chastened or disciplined by God because you run away from God?
第三个问题,
and the third question,
你知不知道?
Do you happen to know?
在神的旨意以外比在神的旨意以内更艰难?
It is more difficult to be outside of God's will than in God's will.
你说啊，这很难很难。
And you say, oh, this is so difficult.
神要我做这个事情，我难得不能做。
And God wants me to do this. Oh, this is overwhelmingly difficult.
你就逃跑。
And you try to escape.
其实当你离开神旨意的时候,
but in reality, when you run away from the will of God,
你将发现,
you will discover,
你的环境比前更难。
Your situation is going to be worse off.
下一个问题,
the second, another question,
你是否知道?
Do you happen to know?
归回神里面比离开神更加困难。
It is more difficult to return back to God than to run away from God.
离开容易。
It is easier to slip away,
归回难。
But it's difficult to return back.
任何事情要离开就很容易。
It is always easy to just go away,
walk away. 回来就很难。
But to come back is always difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
让我们不要逃往他施。
Let's not go to Tarshish.
让我们逃往加略山。
Let's go to Calvary.
愿神保守我们在基督里面。
And may the Lord safeguard in Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉靠主耶稣基督的名来到您的恩座前。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we have come to your throne of grace.
我们谢谢您所听见的信息。
We thank you for the message we have heard.
你借着圣经教导我们属灵的功课。
You teach us spiritual lessons through the Holy Bible.
基督徒必须绝对顺从神的命令。
As believers, we need to absolutely obey the will of God.
无论神的命令是多么艰难,
No matter how difficult God's commission is.
因为差遣我们的神必然帮助我们。
For the God who commissioned us will help us.
倘若我们逃离神的旨意。
If we run away from God's will.
我们自己受苦。
We ourselves will suffer.
别人会因我们受苦。
Other people will suffer because of us.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
帮助我们
Help us, Lord,
做一个顺服的基督徒
to be an obedient Christian,
让我们熟读神的话语
and may we study the word of God diligently,
追求圣灵的引领
and then to pursue the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
用基督的平安来做我们做决定的一瓶
and then let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in our hearts.
这样我们可以永远行在神的旨意中。
In so doing, we can travel on the journey of the will of God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
但愿天父的慈爱
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
和圣灵的交通
And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
每一天都与弟兄姐妹同在
Be with brothers and sisters every day
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子
Until the day Jesus Christ return back for us
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray, we bless in Jesus' name
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080 909-591-0080或者是626-475-6684 626-475-6684我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜时间上午10点开始地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue City of ChinoCalifornia 91710 3945 Schaefer Avenue City of Chino California 91710朋友谢谢您的收听愿主赐福给您下个礼拜天上午同一时间我们空中再会